We continue to pray across America. Today we lift up Kansas and Nebraska. Father, we thank you for the capital, Topeka, of Kansas and the 3 million people living there. We pray for their salvation, transformation, and the state to experience revival. We thank you that it has attained its statehood in 1861, becoming 34th state to join the Union. We are appreciative that they show a lot of friendliness, pride in their state and hospitality, and newcomers are amazed at it, so much so. That Vietnamese is the most common foreign language spoken in the state, the most productive state in agriculture, producing soybeans, sorghum, corn, and wheat. We thank you for those resources. And the largest producer of wheat in the country. 1/5 of wheat grown in the U.S. comes from Kansas. Thank you, Father, for the wheat produced there. We continue to pray for the farmers that are producing that they will experience sufficient rain and resources to be able to accomplish the production. We thank you that it has been stated enough wheat is produced to feed everyone across the globe for about 2 weeks. So we lift up Kansas to you, Father God, and for your steadfast love and faithfulness over the people of Kansas, from the open plains of western Kansas to the communities of Wichita, Topeka, and Kansas City. Let your glory be made known in every city, school district, and county as your church rises to pray, love, and proclaim the gospel with boldness. Awaken hearts in government, strengthen families with grace, and unite pastors to shepherd their communities in truth and power. May your spirit bring revival to every corner of this state so that Kansas would reflect the glory of your kingdom on earth in Jesus' name. Jesus, you are Lord of Kansas. We lift up Nebraska's capital is Lincoln, and for the almost 2 million people that live there, praying again that they would come to know you, be bold in their faith, and share it. We pray for Nebraska's church and civic leaders to recognize that all authority given to them comes from you alone. Grant them wisdom, discernment, and integrity to lead this state with justice and righteousness, seeking the welfare of the people, especially the vulnerable. And as a breadbasket to the nation, we pray that hardworking farmers would be protected from storms and the gentle rains would water the crops sufficiently, remaining a source of supply to America. Strengthen families and marriages to reflect your design for the family, serving one another. Let each generation pass on to the next that your love is unfailing as we are obedient to live in God's truth and grace. In Jesus' name. We also thank you that it became the 37th state to join the Union and became a state in 1867, that it works through two time zones in the Panhandle Mountain Time and the rest of the state central. We pray there will be no confusion from that. Home to the Reuben sandwich, ranch dressing, Kool-Aid, and frozen dinners. Thank you, Father. 91% of Nebraska is farmland. Again, lifting up every farmer, that you would bless them this year with the abundance, the richness of what they need, the resources. One out of every four jobs is related to agriculture. It has 80,000 miles of rivers and streams, producing corn and livestock more than in any other state. We again lift up even the ranchers as well, that you would provide for all their needs according to your riches and glory in Jesus' name.